Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, what's going on? Welcome to the Stoop on BlogTalkRadio.com. I am your host, Soapbox Scooter, and today is a cloudy day in the Northwest, but of course it's off fall time, so it's to be expected. Lot going on in the world. Of course, I have to address them before I get into the meat and potatoes of our show today, but just to let you know what we're talking about, more of a in the realm of my arena, things I like to discuss. I mean, I run my mouth about everything, but this is one of the things I love to talk about. Luke Cage, Hero for Hire, TV show just came out on Netflix. A lot of talk, a lot of buzz, negative, positive going on around it. We are going to jump in and talk about it. But first, of course, let me highlight and point out some things that's going on in the world around us. In the news, Kim Kardashian just got robbed in Paris, France, y'all. Paris, France. At the hotel, she got jacked. They say that she was, I guess, apparently in her crib, butt naked. I mean, I ain't knocking it. I mean, I dig it. You want to lay around naked, whatever. And whatever. She answers the door, and then come some cats, and they get the duct taping her and all this other stuff. But long story short, she got robbed. Now, maybe it's just me. I thought that people like that always have bodyguards around. They said the bodyguard was on double duty, and he was at the club with sisters and all this other stuff. But I guess bodyguards are expensive, but I would think that she would have like her own personal, you know, stand by the door type dude in those type of situations when you're going out flying these different hotels. I don't know how it works. I don't know how it goes down. But I guess, you know, they was going after the ring that she had been showing off all on you know, Instagram and Facebook and you know, the My Pages. Oh, everything. It was showing off on everything. And so I guess they wanted the ring, you know, and they was asking for the ring. So, I mean, that's a message to all you casters out there, women and men out there, always flashing your cash, taking pictures of your cash and stuff. Remember that happened to Soulja Boy a while back, right? Because he had showcased, like, shoe boxes of money and all this other stuff, and then some cash ran up in his home, and they got at him. So, I mean, learn a lesson, people. You got it. We see it when you're wearing it. You don't need to be out there bragging and showing it off because, I mean, how you get it is how you lose it. You get it fast, you lost it fast. I mean, I ain't saying that's what should happen, but when you're out there showboating, you kind of got to expect it. You know what I mean? That's just number one hood rule right there. You know what I mean? You get a new jacket in the hood, you downplay it like that joint is old. Back when bomber jackets first came out and cats was getting got for them, come on, man. You'll downplay that bomber like that joint was, oh, man, I been had this. You know what I'm saying? Like, you just take care of it. Because you ain't want nobody to come get your joint sheepskins, man. And, you know, cats usually know if you got a new joint on anyway, but you still try to downplay that. You try to look so humble in your coat like, man, don't take my joint. So I'm just saying, you know, you're showing off being flashy, and you're going to get got. I mean, other things going on, the hip-hop awards, y'all. I have a lot to say on this, So I have to bring in my co-host, Lala, to talk about it because I'm sure she might have her own opinions and views on it. So we're going to bring in Lala. Lala, talk to me. What's good this AM, baby?
Good
How you
morning,
doing?
Y'all. What up? Let's first address that I am suspect of Lil Miss Kardashian. So she flashed her ring only hours before the jack went down. I don't believe somebody could organize something like this in just hours after seeing something flash. You said she didn't have her bodyguard. That's been noted. And Kanye's broke. This was put out months ago. He put it out there himself, begging, borrowing money, like it's normal to be, you know, because he's above that, and he's like, I don't know, a billion in debt or something. So I want these two to pull a jack move, but just on a bigger level. Desperate, need the attention, need to stay.
Right.
I don't know.
Right.
We'll see how it pans out, but I'm very suspect.
Little insurance scam, you know.
I'm suspect. You know what I'm saying? It just happened during his show. He's on stage.
Right.
I don't know. We'll see how it pans out. Hip Hop Awards, I did not watch because I don't have a desire to watch it. And I scroll my social media, and there's my reasons why I don't watch it. And it's just, so I'm just second-handing what I read from my network. Doesn't mean I'm friends with everybody. But,
right,
you know,
right.
I've got a pretty good pool of variety in my social networks, and I'm seeing just disappointment. Well, that's why I was watching the iHeartRadio Festival last night, and on my post, I posted Usher and Luda because I saw some music on TV that I can relate to. So I didn't even watch Hip Hop Awards, and it's just shit from what I'm hearing.
You know, I did do the DVR thing. I DVR'd it because I knew it wasn't going to be nothing I wanted to watch. I only wanted to watch the freestyle. That's the only reason I recorded it, was for the freestyle. So let me be clear on that. I didn't even, like I said, I think I did watch my man Lecrae do his little spit piece. That was dope. That cat is so slept on.
I would have liked to see T.I. Wasn't T.I. on there?
I think he was on there, but I don't remember him performing. He might have performed, but I didn't watch it. I literally fast-forwarded because I had to go out to every session. Again, only watched Lecrae, and I did watch Snoop get his award. And that was it, man. I didn't really watch any of the other acts, man, because I knew I didn't want to see Lil Uzi Vert and Lil Yachty and Kodak Black. Like these cats is
boys dressed up like little girls.
Yeah, you know. But I will say this, and this is because this is my city. You know, I have to uplift them. Philly represented big in the ciphers. Like, not only did they have a whole Philly cipher with Beans, Freeway, PD Crack, Young Crease, I think it was Oskino and Neef, they was in there. Then you had New Edition had their little cipher, and my man Hakeem from Empire, and the girl that's Free the Gas on there. Both of them is from Philly. I didn't even know that. They spit. They got off. Then in another joint they had like a Philly cats almost in every cipher, and I was like, yo, what's really good? Like, they was putting Philly on.
Word to Philly.
So I was really good to see that Philly finally making a presence. You know what I mean? Because Philly MCs, you know, Beans did an interview a while back, and Beans, it was a good interview, but the only thing I disagreed with that Beans was saying was he was like, you know, until he came along, there wasn't really no Philly rapper. And Philly wasn't getting no love like that. And I had to disagree. Like, hold on, Philly, Beans. I was like, you know, hold on. Like, in my head, I'm like, you know, so what with that?
Wait, yeah, are we going back hip-hop, Philly?
Well, when you're doing hip-hop, period, first off, don't ever make it seem like Philly wasn't represented. You know, we can take it back. When you go back into the Kumo D days, you know, you had Schoolie D. Schoolie D had PSK, which is the song that Biggie redid. You know, B.I.G. is Matt Green, you know, like PSK. He actually did PSK. He actually did do PSK in his joint. You know what I mean? So, Schoolie D been around. You can say what you want, but Will Smith was murdering dudes at the Fresh Fest back in the day.
Murdering. And then wasn't it fitting he was in Wild Wild West?
You know? And he was doing it, you know. So, there's something. Steady B from Philly to New York did it first. He was the first to make that bridge. He got down with Boogie Down Productions and them, KRS-One. Steady B was doing it. He was doing it. So let's not, you know, this is my thing with Beans. Understand these cats existed. Steady B was doing it. Like I said,
it's
first
history,
cat.
History, man. And, see, they're dismissing, you know, history. The youth in music are trying to dismiss history, and you can't.
You can't. Cool C. You know what I'm saying? Cool C. Well, him and Steady B, both of them got life right now, but they did it. You know, EST got the Grammy for writing one of Beyonce's songs. I think it was Bills or No Scrubs, and which is funny because he did a song called No Dividends about, you know, not giving women money, and then he got a Grammy for writing a song for them. So that's three times dope. They've been doing it. So Philly's always been there. Now, Beans may be one of the biggest Tracy Lee. You got to mention Tracy. Beans may have been one of the biggest cats coming out of Philly. You know, I mean, there's none bigger than Will Smith. Will Smith, as far as Philly goes, is the Jay-Z of Philly. Let's keep it funky. I mean, he's huge. You know what I mean? But when you're talking on just that MC getting it level, you know, like I said, guys like Tracy, guys like Dean, you know, guys like, you know, Three Times Dope, they was there. They made their mark. And I just wanted, that was the only thing I disagreed with Beans on. Because he was, I mean, I agreed with him saying Meek Mills wasn't repping Philly right, because I don't think he is. I never thought he was. So I agree with that. But I also wanted him, I disagree when he was saying, like, until him, you know, Philly wasn't really looked at. And I'm like, nah, like I said, Steady B was doing it. Teddy B was, right. was the original Billy Boy, you know.
Check yourself before you wreck yourself.
Yeah. So I just wanted to make sure, you know. But, again, Philly represented hard. They really came hard with it, man. And another thing I don't like, because you see all these interviews with all these old school artists that's really, like, dissing the new dudes. And Snoop is definitely one of them. But then when Snoop got his award last night, I mean, not last night, but on the Hip Hop Awards, he's like, you know, all you new cats out there, man, you know, hip hop always been about originality. And, you know, so stay doing you and be original. I felt like he kind of didn't do what he should have done. He should have screamed on him. Like, yo, like the stuff he been talking behind the scenes, he should have been right in the front. Like, hey, look. Check it out. Y'all cats, y'all need to get your knowledge up. Get your game up. Know what you're talking about, man. Have some you know, don't try to dumb it down and make it seem like you're saying have originality, but you're saying it in a way like, you guys are nice right now. Just keep being what you are.
So he submitted to the producer's writing, the writers.
Right.
He must have had some reins on him.
You know,
he's PC.
So,
Snoop is doing it politically correct.
Keep it funky. Say the stuff you've been saying. Say it how you've been saying it. Like, yo, y'all cats need to be original because you're too busy looking like each other and biting off each other. You know,
yeah.
In the ciphers, Beans goes in. And I'm going to put this on my website, y'all, on soapboxscooter.wordpress.com. I'm going to put that on my website and show y'all a little bit and let y'all check it out because it was dope, man. Beans came in. He came out ahead of all of them, and I think Lil Yachty's supposed to be from Philly or something, so he directly mentioned his name and came at all the other cats, so I thought that was dope, man. So that's what I appreciate, real hip-hop, run them up out of here. You know, garbage is garbage, but I digress. So the meat and potatoes of today's show is Luke Cage, Hero for Hire or Racist Superhero. I don't know if you guys know, but let me put you on. You might have been under a rock somewhere, or in a coma, or in a cryogenic chamber somewhere. So let me put you on to the fact that Netflix recently, about 2 weeks now, I think it's been, maybe 1 week, released Luke Cage, the original TV show. One word, bananas. Great show. Best thing as far as superheroes go, DC and Marvel included, on TV. You've heard it here first. Hoist. Yes. You've heard it here. Best thing on TV. I don't got to lie about it. I don't got to make it up. And I've watched everything. There's nothing, you know, like I said before at the start of the show, I am a comic book superhero junkie. I watch everything from the cartoons to the animated movies to the hard movies. Everything that comes on, I watch. Netflix, I watch it. If it comes on a regular network, I'm watching it. I watch all of them. Supergirl, Arrow, Gotham, all of them. I watch them all. And then I determine whether I like it. Like, Arrow's doing well, but I'm not an Arrow fan. I'm not really a fan of Arrow. I like that it's been running for a long time. And I do watch the crossover episodes that they do with Supergirl and Flash. To me, up until Luke Cage came out, Flash was the best thing as far as superhero television for me. Flash was really good. I mean, I thought the Daredevil on Netflix was Jessica Jones was a little bit better. Daredevil first season was better than the second season. But I dig what they was doing. You know what I mean? Just Luke Cage coming forth. To me, Luke Cage had the perfect embodiment of three things for me. And I'm going to tell you what it was. And this is why, to me, it's a hit. And if they stick with it, this formula, it'll stay a hit. It had the overall Marvel essence of a superhero movie. So Marvel does well with their superhero movies, right? We all know that. You know, the Avengers, Civil War, they've been hitting them out the park. So it had that. You have a Marvel superhero character that they've done correctly. That's number one. Then it had an aspect of one of our top shows that a lot of people don't speak about or remember, New York Undercover. Now, remember, New York Undercover was a cop show back in the day. But what made New York Undercover stand out, because it was an ethnic cop show, and on every episode, they always showcase new artists or even old artists with new music. And that was dope. And that's something Luke Cage has done. Every show, they have had a new artist, an old artist, like I said, on there just hitting it. Like, just so the soundtrack is bananas. All right. Just
So let me ask you, because I haven't seen the show, Scooter. So, because I used to like that about New York Undercover. They always ended it with them chilling at the jazz club or the, you know, the concert, yeah, whatever. In Luke Cage, is it like a spot he goes to, the same kind of spot? It's just variety of artists? Or is it just soundtrack?
No, it's a central spot that he goes to, but it's not even for him to go to. It's a central spot in the movie because it's Mob Ran, and so he's always having a, or there's always something sparking or starting there to where they have an opportunity to showcase these artists, and these artists are actually in the show.
Nice.
You know, like just like New York Undercover. So you'll see them on there performing. They're like the act for the night, and they are who they are. They're not playing somebody else. They are who they are, right, and they're just doing on stage performing. And that's like I said, so it's just like New York Undercover, but the club is really a swanky spot. It is dope. So it has that. But then it also has the element of Power. So the TV show Power, which is really hot right now. So when you take all three of those things and combine them, you're supposed to have a hit. You know, it has the gangsterism of Power. It has the cop element of New York Undercover as well. And then it has the whole nightclub feel, which Power and New York Undercover had. And then you have the great superhero aspect on top of that. So it's all of these things. So it could be a regular show, even if you just took the superhero-ness out of it. Now, before anybody gets to pouting, poking their lips, let me point out something. This is the argument that everybody had about the Batman-Joker movie and why the Batman-Joker movie with Christian Bale is the greatest of all time. Because they said it's a movie that just happens to be a superhero movie. They always said that could have just been a regular movie. That's why everybody loved it, and that's why they said it was so great. So I don't understand why everybody out there is dissing Luke Cage now, because it's doing the same thing that everybody out there in the comic book world, superhero world, was praising that Batman did. It made a show that could just be a show without the superhero aspect. All right?
So Scooter, who's dissing the show? Because I see good reviews in my social media, but I see people saying that people think, I'm quoting my fingers, people think he's too black. But who are these people?
Hold on, pump your brakes. We're going to get into that when we come back.
Okay.
One thing about the soundtrack is that it is produced by the RZA. When I heard it, I was like, yo, this got to be produced by the RZA. It sounded like the RZA. This is a lot of Wu representation. Because they've been keeping things on lock, I was only able to get some of the music, but I will represent this way. So after this, we're going to get into it. This is The Stoop on blogtalkradio.com. I am your host, Soapbox Scooter with La La. And we are talking Luke Cage, Hero for Hire, or Racist Superhero. Not Rapist, Racist Superhero. Right after this.
Like leather. majority of us. Life as a shorty shouldn't be so rough. But as the world turns, I learn life is hell. Living in the world, no different from a cell. Every day I take from safe, giving chase, selling bait, smoking bones in the staircase. No, I don't know why I chose to smoke steps. I guess that's the time when I'm not depressed. But I'm still depressed, and I ask, what's your work? Ready to give up, so I seek the old earth. Who explains working hard may help you maintain. To learn to overcome the heartaches and pain. You gotta think up, kids, grow up, cops and crack rocks. It's play shots, all on the block to stay hot. Leave it up to me while I be living proof. To kick the truth to the young black youth. Shorties running wild, smoking cess, drinking beer. And ain't trying to hear what I'm kicking in his ear. Neglect this for now, but yo, it got to be accepted. That what? This life is hectic.
I be stretching the cash. I'm a little passive aggressive. You can stretch when I'm mad. For the line, man, it's depressive. Rappers stressing me bad. Got too many less than impressive rappers left in my past. Better yet, we gon' leave them left in the past. I'm a slide, time I ride, then he left in the bag. Who am I? I'm a titan, so be expecting a clash. Start to wave an arm at you, you think I'm catching a cab. No question is the answer, that if you look in the ass. Look at meth, breaking bad like he cooking meth in the lab. Still a lethal weapon, but try and bless him with math. Rappers never learn their lesson, so I ain't letting them pass. I ain't letting them brag, I ain't letting them swag. Bump swag, just being blunt while I'm plugging my ass. Y'all ain't up in my class in the building, it's ASAP meth. Quick to kill him, that's an ASAP death.
Yo, I got a funky, funky style with a funky swag. I got a funky, funky style with a funky swag. I bought the funky, funky Nikes, got the hat to match. I bought the funky, funky Nikes, got the hat to match. I got a funky, funky style with a funky swag. I got a funky, funky style with a funky swag. And when I kill him with the flow, ain't no coming back. And when I kill him with the flow, ain't no coming back.
Dog, I'm Shaq Strong, I'm breaking backboards, draped in Tommy. My bitch beside me, young guard body. I play the back of clubs, flick a foul, young as a rowdy, fools get rowdy. Ain't nothing done, my guns from Saudi, high off the Maui. The trippy weed, rolling the Fonzie, you know the Fonzo. Sissy or Guapo, I'm head honcho, I sport the poncho. Connect to Sandro, the illish I know, killing them pronto. My funky fresh and filthy designer, but check my rhymes though. A verse is like a time bomb, yo. Haters like side hoes, I peel off in the illish side hoes. Watch out for pot hoes, H leaning, that's why he drops slow. Nasty Diablo, the 90s era shit in effect. Clowns be watching, best protect your neck. What? Told y'all niggas what? Huh? Told these motherfuckers, nigga.
Yo, stop playing.
Ain't that mom, but it's yo.
I got a funky, funky style with a funky swag. I got a funky, funky style with a funky swag. I bought the funky, funky Nikes, got the hat to match. I bought the funky, funky Nikes, got the hat to match. I got a funky, funky style with a funky swag. I got a funky, funky style with a funky swag. And when I kill him with the flow, ain't no coming back. And when I kill him with the flow, ain't no coming back.
I'm going to tell you why I played that, right? One, because the beat is so 90s, so hip-hop, and two, because Meth was on it. Other than that, it would have never got no love. I'm just going to keep it funky with you. That was what it is. Meth was on it. He just came in. How he just rips a beat. I got a poor man's panache. I'll be stretching my cash. That's just ill. Anyway, welcome back to StupidTalkRadio.com. I am your host, Soapbox Scooter, with Lala, and we are talking.
And Lala wants to know who's hating on Luke. Let's get to it. Who are these people?
Let me tell you what it is. Here's the situation that is happening. So Luke Cage drops. Everybody's talking about it all over the internet. And, of course, there's a website called Bossip, B-O-S-S-I-P, right? I guess that's where I caught some trash talk that was coming on and the things that people were saying. So let me check. I pulled up some stuff. And it was just, it was blowing my mind. So here's what it says. This Saturday, it talks about how one person said they watched the show, and at first they were so upset of the lack of diversity. So I'm like, okay, wait a minute. There was white people on the show. There was Asian on the show. There was Hispanics on the show. Where was the lack of diversity? And but
the aliens.
That's what everybody was like, for real, like I'm saying, like, it's a lack of diversity. But what's funny to me is all these white people that started coming out, and they're saying it was, okay, here's what, I'm going to point out a couple things. Okay, first off, all these white people come about lacking diversity. This is a story. Let me paint this picture for y'all. A story about a black superhero in New York, in Harlem. It had as much diversity
as capital, I heard.
You know what I'm saying? That's about as much as you're going to have in Harlem. The cops was white, you know, but it was a precinct in Harlem. They had a lot of Hispanics. They had, like I said, the Asian community was in there representing. I don't really get how much more you want to see. It kills me how they say it lacks diversity. Now, this is what's funny to me, because I'm actually going through something similar like this at my old job, right? Which is why I just quit that joint. Because let me tell you, I'm sitting here at my job, and I'm on a second shift. And second shift is predominantly black with two white folks, right? We keep hearing, oh, this shift lacks diversity. The shift lacks diversity. First of all, y'all the ones doing the hiring, number one. Number two, then day shift, which is exactly the flip of us. So day shift is all white with maybe one or two blacks. But they're not screaming that they lack diversity. So this is my issue with Luke Cage, because everybody's like, there was no diversity. How much diversity was it in Friends? But Friends was the number one show. How much diversity in Seinfeld? But Seinfeld was the number one show. How much diversity in any Avengers movie? Other than maybe the last one, the Civil War joint, where they actually had three black superheroes. But let's take it back.
I'm confused, because I want to know the definition of diversity. Where are these people learning to be, have so much passion behind it? I'm a little stumped.
What it is that diversity is when you like is a mixture. Is when you have like when I was speaking on my job, my night shift, our graveyard shift is a perfect example of diversity. They got a native guy, they have an Asian woman, they have a Russian woman, they got a dude from Africa, they got some other regular white
dudes. I read that definition as a child. That's my understanding of diversity. I want to know if there's another definition, because it doesn't make sense to me, the passion behind the claim.
When they start screaming they lack diversity, it's because it's not enough. What they're saying is there's not enough white people in this show.
Oh, okay. So is that another book that's out there we don't know about?
Apparently.
The white definition of words?
Yeah. You know, it's called Webster's.
I didn't see that book.
But yeah, you know, and that's really what it is.
That's not fair to say white. Let's say racist. Let's say racist because it ain't fair just to say every white.
Well, I mean, they white. I mean, I don't know if they're racist just because they have views. You know what I'm saying? Like, if some people may, like, you know, of course you got people saying, I'm not racist at all, but there was a lack of diversity in there, you know.
They just want to be represented in that atmosphere. Is that what I understand?
Is what some would be claiming. So why are we being represented? And my thing, again, but my argument to that is, how much diversity was in any of the shows we grew up watching? Knight Rider, A-Team. On the A-Team, Mr. T was like the only black dude on that joint. So they did like a special Go Back to Mr. T's Neighborhood episode or something. You know, when you're talking about Friends, The Dukes of Hazzard. You know, again, all of these shows, Dynasty. You know, how many of these shows?
Let's flip it. Was the Jeffersons diverse, or did they get a complaint about not being diverse enough? How was that one? That old school, The Jeffersons.
Well, the reason the Jeffersons, they probably was cool with it because it was 50-50. You know, I mean, it was just as many whites as it was black.
I'm just trying to understand the, you know, the dynamics, and I'm not really a numbers person. Let's go. Okay.
Yeah. So that's really what it is, and that's my thing. When people are yelling that this show lacks diversity because there's not enough white folks on it, again, it had white folks in it. It had Hispanic. It had Asian. To me, that's diverse. And it had African Americans. So to me, and it had Jamaicans on there. So to me, that's a diverse.
You gotta watch it though. Aren't there a whole lot of? Oh, there.
Well,
okay. There's no other superheroes that have a killer movie type show like this. That's what their problem really is.
It's not even that. It's you got these people that want to watch the show, right? I want to watch it, but. And let me say this as blunt as I can say it, in pure white American fashion, if they don't see enough of them being good old boys, that's a problem. Let me give you another example. White America loved Hancock. White America loved Hancock. You go up to any white person and say, hey, you ever watch Hancock? Oh, yeah, loved it. It was a great movie. You know why? Because there was a white man that was central to the whole upcoming of Hancock. Here's what it is. A lot of white folks like see them with that white privilege allows them to see themselves more than just crooked cops or a guy on the sideline being a sidekick or whatever the case. So when you take a movie like Hancock, here was a black man who had all the power. He was basically Superman, right? He had all this power. He was all strong and everything else. Yet he was drunk. He was a bum. He didn't want to do anything. He didn't have any ambition in life. And he, of course, he was a black superhero. Now, white folks look at Hancock totally different than black folks do. But here was this black guy who had all the powers to do what he wanted, yet he had no ambition to do anything in life but drink and fart around, right? Then comes in this white man with no abilities at all but just a dream and a hope to make Hancock better, and he does. And he raises Hancock to the being the ultimate hero that he can be. Great. Good job, Hancock. Now, everybody loves that. They love that. They love that because there's a white man up there. But
I didn't see the movie. I didn't see this movie, so I'm glad you're explaining it to me.
Yes, yes. And let me tell you, here's this black superhero. Guess what his weakness was?
White women?
His weakness was...
Am I right?
A white woman. With blonde. He got
What was the kryptonite for that?
What it was when he got around her, their abilities, they were fated for each other in life. But when they were with each other, they were like normal people, and that made him weak. So he had to
His superpowers lessened if he was around her.
Around this white woman.
So he had to get the fuck away from that white bitch to turn up.
So he had to get away.
Sorry.
For his powers to kick back in. You know, but see, white people love that because here it was. The white person was the weakness for the black man and was the strength for the black man. They both of them played
still in control. Subliminally still in control. Mm-hmm.
Right. But then you take a movie like Luke Cage, a show like Luke Cage, who not only is he like, yo, nah, I'm not no hero. I'm just a dude trying to live life. And not only that, but there is no white dude that's in there uplifting him. In fact, the one dude that motivates him to be the hero is a black guy. that motivates him to say, you know what, change your life, change the way you see things.
Oh, the whitey's feeling left out? Is that what it is?
And that's what it is. That's exactly what
okay.
it is. Because, oh, my God, not only did we not, we had no part. All the cops, the white cops that were in the show, not all of them, but the ones that are when they first start out are crooked. And they have an issue with it. That's the problem. That's what's going on. They have an issue because they're not there to save the day. They're not being shown in any type of light of excitement. Now, if you disagree with
this black superhero might just save the day without any whiteys, is that what it is?
Let me tell you. And if you disagree with what I'm saying, feel free to call in 607-203-5357. Now let me hip y'all to something. Let me give you some comic book knowledge. Real talk. One of the reasons I never liked the original Luke Cage character, one, they had him in a disco shirt. Now, mind you, the character was created in 1972, so I understand why they had him in this disco shirt, but it's just crazy to me how he was the only disco-like dude, all right, number one.
The funky
two,
guy, he was funky.
Number two, another reason I didn't like him, because here was this black character that was written by white people, and the dialogue in the show was always, in the comic book was always, hey, man, hey, it was all broken English. So it was like,
oh, Jive Turkey.
But who actually spoke sensibly. When I read it, I couldn't, I was like, who the hell talks like this? Don't nobody talk like that. But that's how they was writing. That's another issue that I had with the original Luke Cage. These are things that they did away with coming into this, doing this show. Then another thing is Luke Cage was the only hero. The only hero who actually in his original comic books didn't solve any crimes. And his villains, he never arrested anybody. His villains always end up somehow dead, you know. So this is how they were writing him. Oh, you know, like here was this dude that was kind of a, you know, he was a hero for hire, but somehow he always ended up killing the villain, you know.
Oh, the fucked up token black guy?
Kind of like that. You know, like, you know, his. So these are the things that this is how they were writing him in the beginning. So he was even written in with racist views and eyes. You dig? But so this show not only overcame that and brings you a better Luke Cage, it's doing it all on its own with the writing and everything. And it's a great show. Hands down, like I said, best thing on any superhero front. I don't care if it's DC, Marvel, it's smashing them all as far as TV goes. And actually, it's so good, it's getting up there into the movie levels because it's that good. Like,
well, they can't be the majority, so we can't say everybody's hating on it because it sounds like everybody's liking the show, but it's got some haters.
I'm not saying everybody is, but there is a majority of people out there that's jumping in. These people wasn't around saying nothing bad about Devil. They weren't saying nothing bad about Jessica Jones. Why? Because there was a plethora of white folks in both of these shows. But all of a sudden, when you shorten the image or the character or the race in a show, all of a sudden it's a problem. You know, and that's the issue. All of a sudden, this is a problem. Oh my God, there's no diversity. I can't believe this. People going online talking about, I will not watch this show again.
The word diversity is being used for what the complaint is I'm really hung up on that. It's not it's not lacking diversity. It's lacking dominion. They're not dominating it. That's what they should say. We don't like this show because we're not dominating it.
But nobody's going to say that. Come on. Like, okay, here's what one person said. This is.
But
I'm reading
seriously, that's the truth. That's what I read in it.
This is bossipfiles.wordpress.com. This is what one person said. I wanted to like this. I really did. Watched the first 20 minutes. Did not see a single person of any other race except black. This is not representative of America and the country. In this country lives people of all races. Turned it off. Will not be giving it another go. We live in an age of racial double standards. If a movie is made with all white cast, they are insulted and attacked, demanding that that there be some racial diversity. So to have blacks in a show in a movie that depicts ancient Britain and other Euro nations at a time when blacks did not exist there for no reason other than to quiet a violent black mob. It's not fair. So this guy is
This is all made up imaginary for fun shit. What's not fair about it?
But here's the thing. Let me slap anybody that thinks like this dumbass is thinking. First off, he says, it's that serious when race tensions are high. Understand, when race tensions are high, they feed the flames. You know what I mean? Like, and of course, right now, white America has been showing us how they truly feel to some degree. I mean, look on the news. Every time you cut on the TV, anything, it's really like this race.
Manipulated, though. I really see it more as a lot of baiting, and people are really getting into the division
I guess you could say
that's what
baiting,
they want. The powers to be.
It's not baiting when you see a dude getting his ass whooped on live on TV, though. You know what I'm saying? Like, this has happened.
No, that's not what
baiting.
I'm saying. I'm saying, like, some of these blogs or some of these comments, we don't really know who's behind the keyboard.
I'm not discounting that, but I mean, let's keep it funky. It is happening. It's really going down.
It's crazy.
If we're not addressing it, then we are part of the problem. And that's how I feel.
Right.
Like, for me to. Luke Cage thing, like, I got to address it or I'm part of the problem. And you got to put it out there. A lot of people don't want to hear it because they want to, when you say it, they want to sit back and they want you to tone down your language. You know, I got told that at my job the other day. I need to tone down my language. One of the reasons I left this job because they were like, you know, I was saying how I got attacked by a client and I had to put hands on him. I said, yeah, I had to beat his ass. Well, you know, Scooter, it's the words you use hey, listen. Don't try to get me to talk like how you talk. I'm speaking how I speak. I said I had to beat his ass. They wanted me to be like, well, I used my defensive motions and turned to the left and moved his arm.
I had to restrain him and contain him.
Yeah. I'm not speaking how
with excessive force.
You speak how you speak, and I'm going to speak how I speak. You understand?
Wow. They need to be more concerned with your safety than you telling about it.
It's how I speak about the situation. And that's what's happening right now. We got to talk about it. And it's not going to be nice. It's not going to come across pleasant to some of you guys. So guess what? Deal with it. Because the things that happen when they happen,
we'll call you out on the stoop. We will call you all out.
You know what I mean? It wasn't pleasant to begin with. So you just deal with it. Bottom line. So these cats are so mad because, oh my God, is it like this guy says it lacked diversity and I won't be watching it again. It wouldn't lack diversity. It was white guys again. It was Hispanic guys and it was Asian when you first open up. But because him, it wasn't a white guy that was like a prominent dude or somebody that he could really latch on to. Again, let me take it back.
Are there any leads that are white at the cast? Are there any leads?
No, but it's a cop show in Harlem.
No, right, that's what his problem is, though. Then none of the leads are. It's only an extra is white.
And they are upset about it. But again, the Hispanics is represented, the Asians is represented, and the whites are represented. But because they're sideline people, that's effective to them. White America gets upset.
You need to go watch another show then, shit.
It can attach to. And that's the problem.
Oh, I can't attach. There's no real white hero in this. But, and I hope. And I hope and I pray.
I hope and I pray that the writers that are writing Luke Cage next season do not try to come in and write somebody white in to appease people. No, it's a great show, well written.
Stay true to the scripts.
Yes, that's what it is. And they just can't deal with it. Let me tell you, and like I said, in all over media, they're putting blocks. Like, I tried to download the music. I was watching the show. Let me tell you how strict they're being. I was watching the show, and I happened to have it. I was videoing what I'm doing this weekend. I was, like, watching the show, boom, and this was last weekend. And I posted on Facebook, and it was like, Facebook will not let you post this. Because it was just because the show was in my phone.
What?
And it was like, Facebook will not let you post this because of some rights and something. And then I was like, what? I posted movies before, like, what's this movie, what's that movie, and had no issues. They wouldn't let me get that. Some of the music, I was trying to play the whole soundtrack for the show today, and some of the music was even hard to get. I wanted to play Bulletproof Love. If y'all get a chance, Bulletproof Love by Method Man, bananas. Download that joint. It's fire. The Raphael Sadiq joint, Angel, oh my God. Fire. Y'all got to download that soundtrack. The Luke Cage soundtrack is bumping, nigga. Ah, man, I'm telling you. Okay, I like way back, like it just sounds like a 90s jewel that got uncovered now, like it got unveiled now, you know what I mean? Like they had it in the closet somewhere. That joint is hard body, and I'm letting you know. So you get a chance, you check out the Luke Cage soundtrack, because it is as good as the show. And again,
word, and
out,
the writers stay true to the script. Them, let them little complainers go watch some. I've got like 5,000 different kind of channels and shows and options to watch. Go watch some other shit.
And here's the problem. Here's the problem, Allah. Here's where the issue lies. You have some guy sitting at home who's like, man, I really want to watch this show because I like all the superhero shows. And then when he cuts it on, he's assuming that there's going to be that white guy counterpart or, you know, somebody that can be Luke Cage's whatever, you know, and when he cuts it on and doesn't see it, there's that frustration, you know.
Well, I think that's probably a percentage. I think he's probably in a category of isolated whiteies, but he probably don't even see people with skin color pigment in wherever he lives, because if he sees all the cast is black and only the one guy is white, he literally sees black and white.
Well, again, I mean,
you don't even realize it.
I mean, again, this is
he can't relate.
This is how a lot of when you read the comments and things that people are saying, this is how a lot of the white folks that watch the show felt. Like him saying, you know, he, with the double standard when he says that, you know, all races, he says, you know, he turned it off and he won't be giving it another go. We live in an age of racial double standards. If a movie is made with all white cast, and they're insulted and attacked. Hold on, brother. Let me school you real quick. What movie ain't made with an all-white cast? Please,
right.
I will wait. What movie is
and
not
some
made
spray
with
tan.
All-white with a couple of sprinkles in there? They throw a couple blacks in there because they have to. Just to make it. Look, let me break something down for y'all. I just got done breaking this down a couple days ago, and I have no problem breaking it down again for y'all ignorant sales out there. Let me break it down for you. Let's take one of the top-selling and one of my all-time favorite movies of all time, Star Wars. When you look at Star Wars, let's go to the first Star Wars that came out, which was Episode 4, 5, and 6, right? You take Episode 4, 5, and 6. Name me how many black people were in those three movies. I can name it. Can you? One. Lando Calrissian, Billy Dee Williams. He was the only black man in space. Now, it's funny to me that you can have Wookiees and Ewoks and everything else all in space.
Right, androids, lots of androids.
Androids for days, and only one black man who was dressed what? In a disco shirt and a cape. He didn't even have space clothing. All right, now, let's fast forward.
He had a perm.
Let's fast forward to the next trilogy in the Star Wars book series, 1, 2, and 3. Again, here we are in space, and one black man, Mace Windu. The only good part was they made him head of one of the heads next to Yoda in the Jedi Council. That was it. He was the only person that he was above him was Yoda, and that was the only good thing about him. But again, in three series, only one black, Mace Windu, and guess what? He got killed by who? A Padawan. Anakin Skywalker, white guy, blew him out the window. And I don't know, people might be saying, well, there was Jango Fett. Jango Fett was not black. He was native. Samoa. One of those things. He was one of those things. He was native and mixed or whatever. But he was a white person. So let me play. Now let's fast forward to the new episodes 7, 8, and 9. Again, we are in space. And again, one black man. And that is, what's his name? What's the dude's name? My man from Attack the Block. I can't even think of his name now. I'm gonna look it up. I got to get it. The character. Let me get the character's name.
I have Chewbacca and Wookiees and all kinds of things floating through my head right now of the diversity. There was a lot of diversity in aliens.
Of course. Of course, and that's the thing.
So is this? Are they trying to imply only like a one black man survives the generations? What is this supposed to mean?
The thing is that it's just killing me that people was really bashing Luke Cage. So you're gonna hear it here first. Luke Cage, Hero for Hire, or Rape Hero, all day, egg day, Hero for Hire, man. Luke Cage show came with it. People are mad because they're not seeing white folks all in it or being saviors. Let me say this to you, white people that are hating on Luke Cage. The show is dope, number one. Number two, it's a black superhero in Harlem. In Harlem, okay? So deal with it. What do you expect? You know, are they supposed to be in Harlem and it's supposed to just be all white America? Is that what's supposed to happen there?
Shout out to Luke Cage, Netflix.
When white folks dominate Harlem, then I'll be able to argue with you and agree with you on that one, okay? That's how we're going to do that. When they dominate Harlem, then you can be mad and be like, where's all the white people? That's not how Harlem looks. Then you can sit back and say something. Until then, shut up. I have to get that off my
head. Shut it up.
Yes. So, as always, I want to end the music. So I've saved these last two. These two I did get, and they are Luke Cage songs. But Lala, would you like to say anything before we dip off into our musical?
Man, just shout out to Luke Cage and Netflix, and tune in and support the show, y'all, and tweet and talk good.
Yes, yes.
Keep those writers true to the show.
Next week, same bat time, same bat channel. That is Lala, the beautiful co-host of The Stoop, and I am Soapbox Scooter, your host. And we are just going to keep it funky, like I said, and play these songs. I want to stretch it out so y'all can feel the Luke Cage love because this joint goes hard. I'm going to play them. Like I said, I was managed to get two. One is Rafael Sadiq's joint, and the other one is my man Zendaya. Zendaya, is that how they say it? Let me say this before we go off into it. The dude, the classic man, I'm a classic man. Have I been sleeping on him? Am I the only one? When did he get nice? Because this dude, I done heard like three cuts, and this dude is killing it. I'm like spitting.
Sometimes it happens like that.
He's spitting the cipher and got off. I'm blown away. I was like, yo, is this dude nice like this? Have I just been ignoring him? So I had to say, man, yo, that dude is off the meters. Straight up. Straight up, man. Y'all got to check him out. I think it's Zendaya, something like that. It's like a J-I-D, either E-N-N-A or something like that. But check that dude out, the classic man. That's what I'm calling him. The classic man is dope. Luke Cage, by far the best Marvel TV show per any network. You heard it here, Foyce. We getting it. Again, this is The Stoop, and we're going to get it popping with the music and how we do things.
Much
love, and y'all enjoy y'all weekend, and catch you next Saturday, man. Be easy.
Peace.
I am Jadena, and this is Long Live the Chief.
Niggas fighting over rings, niggas won't be the king, but long live the chief. For a little old thing, little boys bang bang. Long live the chief. Niggas fighting over rings, niggas won't be the king, but long live the chief. Yeah, watch pretty mama while I slay my cane. Long live the chief. Cockroaches in the racks. Hand me downs with the cat. Mama put a little money in the match. Taught me how to make a silver spoon out of plastic. You can either sink, swim, or be the captain. Get the last word, I'ma get the last laugh. Now they say you're dinner while you're dressing so classy. I don't want my best dressed day in a casket. You can either leave, follow, or get out the way. Make a fucking move, it will make my fucking day. Got a 100-year plan, you just think about the day. Always been about time, more than been about pay. Y'all up with me, Usain couldn't run with me. Chief come to find you, you don't come for me. At best, you can run a little company. Nigga, at worst, I can run the whole country. That's right, pimp game like a brothel. That's why I don't judge a nigga's hustle. I Airbnb the crib like a hostel. Summer rate cheaper, could the streets get hostile? Shut up, boy. This fire from a hobby boy. So, no, I won't record for your homie boy. I turn the party out like a naughty toy. Then I go and hide in plain sight like a lobby boy. Yes, sir. That Jadena on the banner. Ride it for my niggas getting locked up in the slammer. Elders saying everything's a nail to a hammer. And niggas can't spell, but we know our Instagrammer. Well done, better than well said. I read niggas well, a nigga well read. Really, I ain't met nobody smarter. That's why I got admitted, but I still rejected Harvard. I'm the Fresh Prince in a school where they couldn't read. Mama put me in a school with the Kennedys. When I met Bill Clinton, I was 17. But dead presidents was all my niggas need. Dining with the governor's daughter, and the father say I remind him of Obama. I'm the chief diplomat every day, and I'm black and white, Janelle Monae. They won't be the king, but long little chief. For a little old thing, little boys bang bang. Long little chief. Niggas fighting over brains, niggas won't be the king, but long little chief. Now watch pretty mama while I slay my cane. Long little chief.